The best tea in the city.
Some friends are trash. Actually, I don't need to say anything after that. Just that hashtag is enough. Some friends are trash. Do I need to say anything? You have them in your life. You do. Mara grand, you are better off without them. Mara, they know me from back in the day. Hey, trend, trash. What's wrong with me? Okay, trash, trash. Get it right. Trash, get it right. Trash friendships are often subtle and devious, ne? You do not see it until those around you show it to you. It is in the things that trash friends say, and it's in the things that trash friends do. Most times, they do them when you are not around. Oh, well, the worst is sometimes they do it in your presence. You know, there's nothing worse than trying to have a conversation with someone who's constantly checking their cell phone, responding to texts and tweeting the entire time. You are together. Friends, let's do lunch. It's been a while. Sometimes it's as small as something as small as sharing details about their lives with you, their bestie. A good friend will always be eager to share details about their lives, solicit your advice or your support. But your trash friend never tells you anything. In fact, if you didn't follow them on Instagram, you wouldn't have known about their pregnancy. You wouldn't have known that he bought a car and drove it to the coast over the weekend with a new friend of his, where now you're sitting there as a Amlian. Do you know that friend that ghosts you every time she has a new bae? But a ghost is a new term, especially after it was introduced on Kaya Breakfast. Yeah? A friend that ghosts you. Why? How could they have a new bae? Honeymoon phase. She lets all her relationships mess up your friendship. Thanks. And when it is over, what happens? She runs back. Njalo runs back. Hence the hashtag. Some friends are trash. That's the hashtag. Okay? As you sip the best tea in the city. Maybe you are that trash friend. Think about how you felt jealous when Jessica told you she's having lunch with Nomzam. Come on, there's no need to feel threatened by your friend's need to do things without you. Sometimes it's not easy to see that your friend is trash because, well, in your mind, that's how your friendship is, or that's how friendship should be. Friends are trash. Think about it. Think about that friend who suddenly becomes a comedian when you are around. You are this person's punchline bag. Get it? Punch bag, punchline bag. Okay. It's Monday. I mean, he always makes fun of you when you are with other people. And his jokes includes intimate information that you shared with him as his jokes. And you laugh it off because it's funny. But deep down, you're like, trash. Think about all the times this friend competes with you. What you have, she wants and she must have. Because you know a true friend must be happy to be different. Mara ailo, ailo. Okay. Hashtag some friends are trash. I know you have a story to tell. Oring, friends are trash. Do not also overlook the fact that you might be, you might be the one who this hashtag is about. This is very true, T. Some friends are trash. I have 5,000 people on my Facebook account. 4,994 are trash. Am I part of the 6 or the 4,000 and mamang? Mara Dumsan. Tell me about the ones that you interact with every day. Tell me about your Facebook friends. Noni Damba, go to my Facebook page, please. She's the first to respond. She says something I can't read there, but it is so true. I can't read that on it, but bona ne, it is so true. Nomfundo Khatebe, I know, right, T? I am my own best friend. I can't say friends are snakes. What if I am that snake? Eh? I can't be thinking of myself as Miss Goody Two Shoes, you know? There you go. What say you? Some friends are trash. And here are my 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on subtle signs that your friends are trash or a friend is trash. They never celebrate your wins. Think about the last time you celebrated an achievement, a win. Where were they? Were they there? Either they went, or even if they were there, they didn't have much interest or understanding about how much your goals mean to you. In fact, this friend is so trash that they don't understand why you must be celebrating. Why are you making such a big deal of this? Two are the subtle signs your friend is trash. Your family doesn't like them. If your mom says they don't like a person, best believe there is something strange there. Or if a person closer to you, like your partner, says they don't like them. Remember, I'm just giving you examples of people that have your best interest at heart. Okay? So if any other person close to you doesn't like this friendship, and they can offer you reasons why, and those reasons don't stem from jealousy, then chances are you have a trash friend and you are just blinded to it. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on subtle signs that your friends are trash. Hey, they keep score. Trash friends hold grudges, eh? Your friend will keep score on the number of times you've disappointed them and throw them back in your face when they do something or when you do something to upset them, okay? Rather than accepting responsibility and apologizing, they'll say, yeah, well, how about that time you did this or that? Remember, you've done that to me before. Because think about it. Healthy friendships, you can be honest with each other about what offends or negatively affects you and address it before it turns into a game of tit for tat, spat. I think let's welcome the award nominee to the show.
Thank you.
She was nominated for Field Report, right?
Yes, Field Reporting. That was when I was at EWM. Yes. At this year's Liberty Radio Awards.
The 2019. The bottom line is you were in there.
I was there.
You were in there. Head and shoulders on, all right? And this is the one that went to Nompumelelo, isn't it?
Yes, it went to Nompumelelo.
So it went to family.
Stayed at home.
Stayed at home?
Yes.
Stayed at home. There you go. Now, some friends are trash.
Kiva, padutimo. Some friends live among us, you know, Uncle T. Okay, let me not start throwing shade.
Show me. In front of Pamgaban. Yeah?
Oh, wow.
Hey, let me start. Let me actually start. You know, sometimes you just want to, you know, like, not let your private life be out there. You're out having a good time and then you're busy dancing and then they're on some Bula Sekeli Mama Gariola. And I'm like, what?
That's my line for her all the time.
Mama Gariola. Can I be young and happy?
Yes.
Hey, I'm just teasing, friend.
But
I'm
no, on trash. A serious note, Uncle T. Friends are so trash. You know, my friends don't visit me. I usually have to do the visiting because apparently I stay very far, which doesn't make sense because we are far apart either way.
Yeah,
you know?
Because I mean, come on. Mm-mm. If we are far apart, who stays far?
Exactly. No, my friend.
Both. It needs to be mutual.
Yeah.
Yes. Angie, I'm name calling now.
Yeah.
I don't know. You stay too far, friend. You're all the way in Joburg. Namo Centurion. I'm thinking you're the one who stays far.
Yeah.
Most of us are here in Joburg.
Friend, that's light. Trash is like, I go to your birthday. You live in Cape Town. I live in Joburg. And I don't have money for a gift. But at least I paid for my ticket and everything to get to you.
Yes.
But you still have a qualm at the fact that I don't have a gift for you.
What?
That is trash.
That is so much trash.
No, who's trash?
No.
Who goes to a birthday party without a present?
Wow.
wait. You know, my trash is... I knew it.
Wow.
No, but my friends are trash because I'm getting calls from guys I don't know.
Wow.
Now that's trash. Stop it.
Those are best friends. And as the radio gods would have it, we decided to talk about this last week already. And this morning, as I was listening to the sports bulletin, Musibudi speaks about Diani Mabunda, who scored a brace. He plays for Sundowns, by the way. Sundowns won 5-1 or 5-0, something like that, over the weekend. And Diani, of all the things, he went to talk about, some friends are trash.
The moment each and every single person looks at themselves and sees what is benefiting them, sometimes you find that the only thing that is derailing you is the friends that you keep. But people are afraid to lose friends because we grew up together, and people will think that I've changed now because I'm playing for Sundowns. Now Tiani has changed. He doesn't want to be with his friends anymore. But the reality is that now my life is no longer the same as I was before. I need to adjust to the life that I'm living.
Oh, yeah. Tiani Sugar Mabunda. Don't miss the home straight tonight, okay? Between 8 and 9. Don't miss it. Okay. Because why we say some friends are trash? Because they are. Simple as that. Sometimes it's not even easy to see that your friend is trash because, well, in your mind, that's how friendship is. It's always supposed to be. For example, you're okay with her calling you only when she wants something. I guess she fed you the I don't like calls story and you fell for the newsflash. She calls her real friends every other day. Just saying.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
Time for you to take over. Sophia, good morning.
Hello.
How are you, Sophia, in Davidson?
I'm good, and you too, boss?
Are you still tall?
I'm very tall, dark and lovely.
Good. Now, I know you're that trash friend.
Yeah, I am. Tibos, I am.
Tell me why.
Tibos, it's embarrassing, but I'm going to be honest once in a while.
All right, please.
I don't visit my friends.
Hi.
I'm honest. Kirata ho hosta. Kirata ho ba host. Can I name few of the people? Ne? I have a friend who is more like a sister to me.
Yeah.
Her name is Emma Matopa from Deep Clove.
Yeah.
I've known this woman since forever. She visits me without a reason. Emma come, Emma gets a Thanksgiving. She's here. Emma, if she missed me, go to her Pretoria where she works, get into a taxi to Davidson to spend the weekend with me. I don't even know where she stays.
What?
I'm telling you, Tibo.
No.
Can I just be honest, and free myself? That's it. And each time, my friends, they come here, their host, like, they would say, weekend, come to my place. I'll be cooking for you guys. I'll be doing this. Kibatahuba host all the time. In such a way, one of my friends would say, but I'll be babysitting. Kirno, bring along your kids. There's enough space for your kids. Because I cannot do anything about you. And I think it's wrong. I need to loosen up.
So you're going to change?
Yeah, after this topic, shame.
So, go shapila between heart and stomach. Yeah.
I'm a bad friend. Because it appears that I'm a nice person, but I'm a bad friend. So, I don't visit them. I always call them to my space.
Because you're most comfortable there.
That's the thing. We go to funerals, and then how do you get. Get out of my personal space. It's wrong. That one is wrong. And I admit today, it's wrong. I'm going to work on it, and definitely I will change. I'm trash. I like that.
Thank you, Sophia. Tembi?
Hi, Mokwele.
What's the Ligai?
Hey, Mokwele. I'm imaginary to change.
Yeah.
Hey, but to give about traffic. Okay, I've got two.
Yeah.
One recently, my brother passed away.
Yeah.
April, and the so-called friends, they didn't even come to the funeral, or anything.
Mm.
But one of the friends, I had a party or anything, but they all failed.
But when were you there for them?
Because I'm always there.
le ka mafu
ke robala le ka mafu ke robala o mafu every weekend ke dula ke le ko mafu ke ba bolokela bo mangwane bo khono bo mamba ke sa batseng I help out but bona for now they can't.
Okay, so when are you gonna stop?
Yo, Chibos, I stopped. Kibonika Singeralia Abutuak. And then I thought, you know what? Enough is enough. Kesh up.
It hurts, no?
Yeah, it hurts, Chibos. And the second one is Kimotu Ora Tango organizer. Who understand? How we want me, let's say maybe our friend is pregnant, I would organize a baby shower. Ah. But now, how can you pregnant? Nobody. Even considered for a ranky little baby shower or anything. Everybody.
You didn't have one?
None whatsoever.
No way!
I hope not all you want to be doing. Like a spell.
No, no, Ubatopagai. Okay. Tembi. You are the common denominator here. Ubatopagai, what about? Ubangagai! And why do you even call them your friends?
I'm on mute.
Tembi, you wanna tell me not even somebody from your family threw you a baby shower?
Bona. Libona ba ukere kidi hamoro so ten. Next time I get pregnant,
kito phone la wena. Oh,
such a well
letter. Wena on rata
khanti ubankeleza uliwa. Yo,
bona. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, Rachel.
Hello, lekan tapeti.
Erte lekai, Rachel.
You say, hey. Sala gidi khamor sa chilo ausu. Ke maketse no aka ga rata mkhutso wa ka ke ipotsa gore mara mama wa ya sa rata mkhutso.
What did I say? What go bleletse us Rachel earlier on kareng? Kare if your mother says chominyane ya hao ye.
Yo ke re ga kena go ntlo wa se no aka na nyanya. Ke re mara mona ra tswetse. Only to find out gore ke le line ra ka la mme a line tsa malena o tswetse ka go shop.
Okay. And this is after how many years?
It's a long time. Maybe it's 10 years now.
No, but you were friends before Mulatla. You were friends for how long?
Maybe for 3 years, 2 years. Yeah, two.
Mara, still, you still went back, right?
Pardon?
Gere, even after this wrong friend of yours, you still gotten another wrong friend, I get?
No.
Oh, are you okay now?
Yeah.
Thanks, host Rachel. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, G.
From Polokwane, Abu Mare.
Hey, Abu Mare.
Yeah. So, why are you saying he's a trashy friend?
He's a trashy friend because bona tine. Baka so compliment tine na re majita raizulela tine. So when you buy clothes or wapara, you want to look nice, not label. Because I mean, these days, I have food.
Yeah.
dama no tla kena a blomme ba re ba sa compliment or eh mfana o di jile ara no a gre problem go re label a se ntwe manlo manga ga notice ang is o tsana la o jile floshem ne floshem e batla weekend ka di kausi tsa floshem ska grow ke ntse floshem bo a per di kausi tsa polo gore o to ba critique bratine.
Oh, he always has something negative to say.
Something negative ke gore aka tsuwe
a ba na salomone
a complimenta a kena ene lo problem ke tsetse la tlhanga di fetse o shapa brati wa mona uri u shapa e ka rutu le trip ya school ka rutu le outlet uri u shapa brati ne u shapa a fetse le kitse e ka mogo wa le bolelo re he yena bile no no u fetse o deposita ko accounting ya hae 3000 no ba ro ba tore anyway yena ka sokodisi good e brati a u tiengwe e la tlhang e la tlhang e la tlhang brati a be critique le dutse mo le blomile le bana 1 2 3 sa kenella bona bana ba le bana
batho so le mo gapaneng le montsaneng
brati e re go bule la ke na ne ple ke re ka se gape because of yena ke na re tloa 11 re tshitere re ya kana kala re mo gapile no le yena sa bona re ka rona le ntsho ngwe a le grand mara a go no itswa mo gapile brati
eish ha de broka e mona lipsi na ka le tjaji mo man
go
fisha reg
ti ke dilo seng ke re ke lo tshulla dintho mo le mo kapitsa mo dini ka ile bala ka kena go ntlo after ma 45 minutes a dire ke ela ka pitela ka rene di mo sofo
ba ba edi edi from Polokwane. Hey Prince,
what man,
how's it me out here?
Yeah, I'm nandi man
all
le mpinti leza ziko grand and more return of the favor again. You're the best more return of the favor. You are the one who's wrong na ke na le mpinti ya ka respona ka ofela ibile re tre but then now this one friend ke mpinti slash cousin ibile u bua kona a bua ka mpinti e engwe and then mpinti e engwe a ifitla na I became thola I'm stuck in the middle manje and I was recruited by the mpinti slash cousin.
Yes, yes.
No, the eya kunthunga ling mpinti respana ka ofela, he's the one who recruited me na spana limjita o1. So now I'm caught up in the middle because
yeah, because now your loyalty must be towards your cousin, so to speak.
Y1.
Yeah,
so now ke satse bo rookie crenshap dintsang ke yema mokae ko mjita o cause respana ka ofela wa bona. All of a sudden dilo dia changea saringa diamond blind ning go di timeline ka ofe ba ka ofela ba go mahading ba go di wedding then ke putse so okay ke mang bare crenshap ke nna ore ke ena ore sa demand bare ore ba le two ba etsa nna bare
go ena trash man
so bona uri I le so ek stress
how does stress addicts prince o trash go ena walaga
ke flyer solo no
a flyer solo melt
ngcono ke flyer solo
once
yeah ke ba jinde because no ba mbaisise because manje wa bona tlo choose decide ha o ka usane batho bana ne ba shapa le botlolo ka ofela then you ask yourself re okay ke nza kalani manje wa bona
yeah maybe lwena you became too comfortable with the other colleague so he's kind of saying to you hey that's my friend without telling you straight
ne mara ankere Grootman if you get all that kere mo wena okay are spanning ka ofela le nna ke bula pelo kere okay ke wa majita en ka pushang le ona hasile re spana ka ofela re pusha hasile I even said okay ke na le transi di transi di two I'm actually willing to use my car or when also leo respane ka kariaka na ke na stress you understand ka bula pilo
talk about friendships. Some people are very what's the word I'm looking for territorial.
Okay,
where now you are a friend slash cousin and it starts and it ends there and then that other guy ki colleague friend where no ska kena da you're mixing water and oil. So you must be loyal to him. That guy must be loyal to him. That's what you're dealing with, my friend.
So lena no seki actually vele from the ones neki bula sifuba saka mara no now I keep things to myself. I try to fly solo as before I was recruited. Why one?
Thank you.
All right.
All the best.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.